This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MJNA. Stuart, welcome to the show.
Everett, great pleasure to be on today.
You know, we have a lot more listeners, and maybe they didn't catch the last couple of times you've been on the show. So would you give them a little bit of background of the company and where you guys are at, and then we're going to get into the Q&A.
Certainly. Medical Marijuana, Inc., we were the first publicly traded company in the United States in this industrial hemp medical marijuana space going back to March of 2009. Today, we're a very diversified portfolio company where we have four divisions in nutraceutical sales of hemp-based cannabidiol or CBD products. And we have two investments in up-and-coming biotech companies that are in pharmaceutical development for cannabis-based or cannabinoid-based medications.
You know, let me ask you this. I was doing some research the last couple of days on your company. Where are we at on the hemp meds in Brazil? Can you give us a status report on that?
Certainly, hemp meds in Brazil, tremendous opportunity within the country of Brazil going back to April of 2014. Currently in Brazil, we've hired a pharmaceutical distribution company called Paragon, who is now our exclusive distributor for our company's flagship product, Real Scientific Hemp Oil, within the country of Brazil.
You know, there's been so much talk about marijuana and the space that you're in. I mean, I cannot even go on Yahoo without seeing three or four stories about your industry. What does that mean when the new laws got passed for your company in Massachusetts, California, Nevada? Is that going to do anything for you guys?
Well, it's certainly helping to educate people and kind of move the conversation towards the many medicinal benefits of these cannabinoids. So we're certainly excited with some of the recent states legalizing. Pennsylvania, for example, has 18 different medical indications for use. And in Ohio, there are 21 additional indications for medical use. I think this is something that's going to keep the research industry very busy for the coming years. I certainly believe that these cannabinoids have tremendous therapeutic value, and it really remains for science to be able to uncover this, to be able to prove those benefits to the satisfaction of the medical community. But nonetheless, many patients out there are experiencing great benefits. Certainly, we see a tremendous increase in the number of people who are not only using cannabis-based products, but also are becoming in favor of the legalization of these products.
You know, you brought up a really interesting point, and I think I saw it in one of your press releases. There's 440 marijuana strains of existence with different levels of cannabinoids. Can you break that down for the average listener on what that means?
Well, certainly the cannabis plant, these very innovative growers have been able to utilize the plant's characteristics because there are a huge number of not only cannabinoids that are available in the plant, but also your ancillary plant materials, your terpenoids, flavonoids, et cetera. And these very innovative botanists, these growers, are able to grow slightly different varieties. It's called strains, or in terms of industrial hemp, it might be called a cultivar. But these all seem to have slightly different properties that many people are going to these dispensaries, getting an education, and picking out the right strain that's proper for them to help them with their needs and conditions.
Are we in the first inning of scientific discovery of cannabinoids and marijuana?
I think we're just about ready to start throwing out the first pitch. I really think that, yes, we're definitely at the very early stage, ground floor. Certainly, when we think that the industry has the opportunity to go ahead and explore all of the therapeutic properties and potential of these cannabinoids, many in the industry, including Dr. Raphael McCullum, who's perhaps the grandfather of cannabis-based therapeutics, mentions that as many as 40% of all pharmaceutical medications may may be able to be replaced with these cannabinoid-based therapeutics.
My guest today is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MJNA. You know, recently I've been looking back, and I can't think of any time other than the last, say, 30 to 45 days, but you guys have put out a lot of press. Can you bring us up to date? What are some of the recent updates that the company has in regards to medical marijuana?
Certainly. We have just previously mentioned about us hiring a Paragon Pharmaceuticals to be our exclusive distributor for RSHO within Brazil. Certainly, we're excited about shipping RSHOX, which is our fully THC-free version. We'll start shipping that to Brazil here in the very short term. And we've also promoted a employee within our field of operations to the actual director of operations for Hemp Meds Brazil, and this is Carolina Hines, and I'm very excited to have her expertise coming on to help us further our outreach to patients and doctors. We look forward to doing a very large medical symposium within Brazil to the medical doctors sometime April of this year, and there are a good number of doctors already signing up for our symposiums and wanting to get more information about medical cannabis research. And throughout Latin America, we are now in Mexico approaching our one-year anniversary of our first ever import of RSHOX within the country. That'll be February 1st of this year. And certainly we have a good patient population down there utilizing our products. We've also had some nice clinical research done by Dr. Carlos Aguirre, and Dr. Aguirre's research on botanical cannabinoids and the seizure, epilepsy seizure disorders with children in Mexico is about to be published in Neurology Research International, which is a journal publication available throughout the world. And certainly this is nice to see some of our products actually getting to the point where we're now starting to do some of this clinical research.
Can you give my listeners a little bit of an update on the balance sheet and the revenues for 2016 and where we might be headed for in 2017?
Certainly, we had a nice year in terms of sales. Our sales were expecting to be about $8 million company-wide, plus or minus, for the full year once we're fully reporting that, and that'll be probably a few weeks here. But you know, we really believe that we're starting to see a nice upturn and uptick in not only our Canaway multi-level marketing or direct sale company, but also throughout Hemp Meds. We're certainly penetrating new markets, creating new customers, and I think this year is going to be particularly a good one for us in terms of increasing sales as we develop some of these new markets.
Can you give us a status on the Canchew CBD gum? Where are we at on that?
Canchew CBD gum, the Axum Biotechnologies Group does have a new version called Canchew Plus, which is currently undergoing clinical study in Europe for irritable bowel syndrome patients. This is something that Axum does have a three-prong approach to pharmaceutical development. Our flagship product from Axum is called MedChew. It's a chewing gum that's going to be a combination THC and CBD that's undergoing clinical study in Europe for multiple sclerosis patients, their pain and muscular spasticity. We hope we may actually have a European approved product on the markets by this time next year. Axum's second product called AX1602 is a topical application CBG cannabigerol, an up-and-coming cannabinoid that is being studied in Europe for atopic dermatitis and psoriasis issues, basically skin disorders with many patients. And then the third leg is the Canchew Plus that I was just mentioning. That's currently under study for irritable bowel syndrome and other digestive disorders. Again, that's over in Europe. And certainly excited to see Axum having some funding to be able to go ahead with some of the great research that our doctors and scientists are involved with.
You know, speaking of Axum, can you give my listeners a little bit of a history of what that means to your company and how you guys are joined together?
Glad to do that. Yes, our company, Medical Marijuana Inc., has been a primary investor in Axsome Biotech. Currently, we own about a 45% stake in Axsome. So we continue to fund their operations. That's been nice. We've had the ability to put $2.7 million from our investor group into Axsome for future clinical development. And I think this bodes quite well for the future of cannabis-based therapeutics.
You know, I know they're working on a THC extraction purity level. Do you know anything about this, and can you bring us up to speed?
Well, this is a new process that they have developed. THC is a very difficult molecule to work with because it oxidizes very quickly. So the processing and all has to be done on a very controlled basis. And what Axsome has done is just found a better way to be able to preserve the therapeutic benefits of the THC molecule and then potentially be able to deliver that in terms of advanced therapeutics for patients. So I think the next couple of years, you're going to see a tremendous increase in some of the oils and tinctures that are very common in the CBD market. But I think you're going to also start to see those starting to move throughout the THC market. And I think this is going to just add to patient satisfaction. Just you know, there are many people that have a little stigma about smoking cannabis, and certainly it's just something when you have a more socially acceptable delivery method, I think the overall satisfaction with the end product is going to go up significantly.
My guest today is Dr. Stuart Titus. He's the CEO of Medical Marijuana. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MJNA. Their stock price is around 17 cents a share. You know, what is the company's views on the future of medical marijuana cannabis industry in the United States and globally?
Well, we really believe that this is, again, a tremendous growth industry. We see a lot of the black market cannabis now coming over to the green market, so to speak. You know, many times patients have just had to, unfortunately, reach out to this black market, which has been developing here in the U.S. for the last 50 years. But we really believe if cannabis is fully legalized throughout the U.S., just extrapolating some of Colorado's numbers, that this is a $120 billion market within the U.S. and $240 billion worldwide. And from here, we believe even further that once some of the clinical study and research gets done and we start to make a dent in some of the pharmaceutical applications for patients' overall health and wellness and certain disease conditions, we really think that those numbers are going to go up even higher. So truly, we really believe that the future looks quite bright for this overall cannabis industry, not only on the THC side, but the CBD side, and then, of course, industrial hemp. We have a huge number of industrial applications, and when we're able to start to plant hemp here in the U.S., we really think this is going to revolutionize our economy by adding sustainability, renewability, plus percentage points back to our national gross domestic product.
Medical Marijuana is the company that we're highlighting today. Our guest is Dr. Stuart Titus. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of yourself and your company. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Well, certainly we're excited to see these wonderful events happening around the country and around the world. Actually, the last night there was a nice event in Tijuana, Mexico, just talking about medical cannabis and education. Certainly, I'm looking very much forward to doing a good tour with new educational materials on the MedicalMarijuanaInc.com website. So certainly look forward to the future and can't thank you enough for the wonderful opportunity today.
Thank you, Dr. Stuart Titus. Thank you for coming on the show. I wish you guys nothing but the best. And we're going to check back with you guys in about 30 to 45 days.
Excellent. Thanks so very much.
The The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.